I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Islamic State terror group is recruiting child soldiers, some as young as 10. Refugee kids are often left to fend for themselves, making them a target for ISIS fighters. Kids Alive's work with Syrian refugee children is keeping them off the streets, protecting them from predators.
We were already, even after a few weeks, starting to see some changes in their lives. I heard a great story of one little girl who came up to one of our staff at the end of the day and said, "At last, coming to this school has helped me to feel love."
It's the hope of Christ that brings hope for a future. Will you join him in prayer? Meanwhile, we're wrapping up our series on Bangladesh today. Joe Handley of Asian Access explains why we spent so much time highlighting the Living Waters Center.
The work of the Lord in Bangladesh is critical. They're facing significant pressure, being a Muslim-dominant society. But in that pressure, we're seeing the church grow rapidly.
Find the full series and more about persecution in Bangladesh at missionnetworknews.org. The $600,000 Living Waters Center will advance God's kingdom in multiple ways. But your help is needed to finish construction. We'll connect you at our website. And prisoners in the U.S. are making teddy bears. Crossroad Bible Institute reports one prisoner, Lorenzo, started making stuffed bears to help others realize they weren't hopeless and God can do amazing things in their lives. After enthusiastic feedback, the Create a Bear with Care program was started. Bears are being sent to underprivileged kids. Pray for the program to continue growing and for prisoners to hear the Word of God with open ears. Mission Network News is a daily service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your gift of any amount, I'll send you the new Aaron Schust Christmas CD, Unto Us.
Unto us a child is born.
Call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.